Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster. Pete, you have an announcement this morning, and as you make your way up, I just wanted to tell you my one announcement. As you may have noticed, Wednesday is Canada Day, and so in recognition of that, we will sing our opening hymn this morning, and then we will follow that immediately with O Canada before beginning the service.
The roof project that we've discussed in the past is beginning this week, so that has some implications for parking spaces, especially for those who sometimes come to the church during the week. Basically, if you could stay away from the spaces that are closest to the back of the church, and in particular, the northeast side of the parking lot, and for those of you who are directionally challenged, that's where Norm usually parks his orange Corvette. That's where a lot of the material will be, so if you could avoid those spaces. It should take about a week and a half if all goes well and if the weather cooperates, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, you have taught us through your Son that love fulfills the law. May we love you with all our heart, with all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And may we love our neighbor as ourselves. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father, Abraham, Father. And he said, Here I am, my son. He said, The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horn. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. The word of the Lord.
Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Truly your salvation is very near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Lord, you will indeed grant us prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before you, and peace shall be a pathway for your feet.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So that reading from Genesis is fun. Anyone have some strong feelings about that one? If you do, you're not alone. I have to admit that that passage elicits a variety of responses. And so there may be people here this morning who are rejoicing in Abraham's faith. People who find a great deal of comfort in Abraham's actions, that he was able to trust that God would find another way, that God would provide a ram. Maybe you long for the kind of faith, that ability to trust in God that would free you from all your worries. I think some of us, though, are feeling a titch less positive about that reading. Some of us are upset and concerned that God would ever ask a parent to sacrifice their child, even if God knew that that wasn't going to come to pass. Some of us are uncomfortable that God would even test Abraham in any fashion. No matter how you are feeling this morning, I think it's helpful and important to acknowledge that most people will find some passage of Scripture challenging at some point. It's common to struggle with at least one or two of the stories that we hold dear. And that's why I chose this reading this morning, because it is challenging for many of us. And it's important to consider what we will do when we encounter a story in Scripture that we might rather ignore or dismiss altogether. If you have ever shared those concerns with me, you know that I recommend this book to virtually everyone who comes to my office. It's called Inspired: Slaying Giants, Walking on Water, and Loving the Bible Again by Rachel Held Evans. On the back, it says that this book is one woman's journey back to loving the Bible. In it, Rachel actually addresses this story of the binding of Isaac. And she says that there are traditions where these hard passages are understood as opportunities to wrestle and to engage. They're not expected to accept them and just take it at face value. And she writes that these passages are invitations to join in the great conversation between God and God's people that has been going on for centuries and to which everyone is invited. Rachel reminds us that it is okay to feel uncomfortable with parts of the Bible. It's okay to struggle with elements of our faith because they are invitations to go deeper, to learn more, to bring our concerns and our doubts and our fears to prayer, and sometimes to let them be for a while, and to return again later. This is where the learning and the growing happens, in the midst of tension. And if those of us who are uncomfortable with parts of today's reading were simply to ignore it, we would risk missing some of the bigger questions, the bigger issues that this passage raises. I hope that it goes without saying that child sacrifice is wrong. I hope that we all heard and saw that Isaac walks away from this encounter. And I hope that we all know that God never asks this of anyone ever again. But God does ask us to give up, to sacrifice other things. We all could be somewhere else this morning. I have a lot of gardening to do. I wouldn't mind having a coffee with a couple of my friends I haven't seen in a while. We've all given up opportunities to be here to worship God together. And even if God did not ask us to sacrifice, we know that everyone at some point has to make choices about how to live our lives. As far as I know, none of us have unlimited resources or unlimited time. We all have to make decisions about how we use what we have been given in the best way that we can. But all too often, we make those decisions without taking the time to ask whether our choices reflect our life in Christ. And as Christians, we are asked to make hard choices, to give things up, even when they are precious to us, to give up time that we could spend on other pursuits or with people we love, to help to support our shared ministries with God, to continue to love and value the person in front of us, to treat them with respect and decency, when we might choose to be rude or dismissive. Sometimes we are called to consider the needs of others, even when it comes at the expense of our comfort. And I wonder if using the language of sacrifice can help us to become more intentional in these moments, because it creates the space to admit that there may be days when we would rather stay home on Sunday morning, that we might like to go into a shop and never spare a thought for the person who made the clothes that we need to buy. This shared life in Christ that we have has many joys. There are many blessings. There is so much to be thankful for. And sometimes it is also hard. Some days God seems to ask us for more than we know how to give. Some days we are all too aware of the cost. By using the language of sacrifice, we can acknowledge that cost and offer it up to God as well, welcoming God into those moments, asking God to help us do what we know we should do, asking God to help us to understand how to do hard things, helping us to grow into the kingdom God has begun. And we do that by trusting that when we bring our whole selves, honest, true, and unvarnished, that God will be there, and that God will provide us with what we need. Amen. Please stand, and let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe
and more.
assume a position of prayer.
I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, your love bids us welcome. Give to your church an open heart. Unite your gathered people into a true fellowship of your Son. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, your Son gave a model of simple charity. Transform our governance with such willing compassion. May the hungry find food shared and the thirsty be revived. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, break down the barriers that divide communities and increase hostilities. Extend the hands of friendship to soften hardened hearts. Remove all that diminishes people's worth. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, pour out your love and compassion on all who cry, "How long, O Lord?" Shine your light into the darkness. We think today especially of Kate, Terry, Christine, Beverly, Brian, Cheryl, Imelda, Sally, Mary, Curtis, Rita, Kate and Norm, Jimmy and family, Charles and family. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, receive with mercy and forgiveness all who have died. Comfort those who grieve, and bring us to share in the reward of the righteous. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
God of wisdom, receive all we offer you this day. Enrich our lives with the gifts of your Spirit, that we may follow the way of our Lord Jesus Christ and serve one another in freedom. We ask this in his name. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. By water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a holy people in Jesus Christ our Lord. You renew that mystery in bread and wine and nourish us to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the holy people who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming glory.
and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Grant us, Savior, your promise. life flows on in endless praise. Above earth's lamentation, I hear the sweet, though far off hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumults and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? I lift my eyes, the clouds grow thin. I see the blue above it, and day by day this pathway smooths. Since first I learned to love it, the peace of God restores my soul, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am loved. How can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing?
Thank you.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. God of power, we are nourished by the riches of your grace. Raise us to new life in your Son, Jesus Christ, and fit us for his eternal kingdom, that all the world may call him Lord. We ask this in his name. Amen. Glory to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
My friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.